I'm going to read a portion of The Lustful Turk, written in 1828, so I think I'm safe. I am going to read a portion of the seventh letter. Oh God. I shall not tire you with an account of how I passed the day. It is sufficient to say that towards evening, the female slaves, after having conducted me to the bath and properly ornamented my hair, in every way prepared me, helped me into bed to await the day's coming. He came covered only by a robe, which, thrown off, left him entirely naked, and he came to bed to me. If I had any repugnance left, this might certainly have removed it entirely. Directly he was laid by my side, he first threw off the bedclothes, then, untying the ribbons which closed my dress in front, he threw it open, leaving my person naked to his view. He then examined every part of me, covering me as he did so with numberless kisses. Having satisfied his curiosity as to my person, he drew me to his bosom and desired me to place my lips to his. He then taught me several ways of kissing. The first was merely drawing my lips softly across his, which he called dove kissing. The second was keeping my lips glued to his, returning his suction until he withdrew his lips. This he called the kiss of enjoyment. And the third was the same, with a difference of thrusting his tongue into my mouth. This was described by him as the kiss of desire. When he thought he had sufficiently taught me the manner of kissing, which pleased him, he desired me particularly to remember that whenever he got between my thighs, I must immediately extend them to their utmost width. And when I found he had completely entered me, then, and not till then, I was to embrace his body with my arms and pass my lips softly over his. When I felt him beginning to thrust as he withdrew out of me, I was also to withdraw from him, but not so much as to throw him out. And as he thrust home again, I was also to meet him with all my force, my arms all the time encircling him firmly. Oh, God. All my kisses to be entirely governed by his manner of kissing. And immediately, I felt him beginning to start. Oh, fuck. to discharge himself within me. I was instantly to throw my legs over his back and keep myself immovably fixed in the closest junction with him. Until the very last drop was ejected from him. But above all, he particularly pressed upon me to obey him in everything he directed implicitly, assuring me I should find my reward in obedience. Oh, God. With blushes, I promised to obey his desires in every particular. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. think got between my thighs. Which I extended that to his wishes. This I saw gratified him. Oh, then on his knees, between them, he desired me to take hold of his instrument. Oh, fuck. Pass my hand up and down. Two or three times, I did as he directed, but could not look him in the face. Oh, I could scarcely grasp the stately pillar. As my hand slipped up and down it, I felt it throb and leap freely. I was struck with astonishment at how I could have entertained so superb and magnificent a shaft. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I was not given long to consider about it. He laid himself down on me. Fuck. With his left hand, he closed the luscious lips of the mouth of nature. While with the right, he bent his mighty instrument, so stiff was its erection. Oh, fuck. That he peered with difficulty to force it down. Oh, my God. To the opening. Presently, I felt its broad, shelving head entering between the lips which the fingers kept extended. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. When he got in, as if he meant to spin out his pleasure and give it more play. He passed his instrument up so slowly that it appeared an age to me. Oh, fuck. Until I fairly received it to the soft laboratory of love. Oh, fucking hell. Fuck. Mossy mounts fairly rubbed against each other. But all, how silly were the directions he had given me as to not embracing him until this moment was out of my power to resist the impulse I felt. Oh, my God. I could not have forborn from God. Oh my God. Oh. To his other directions. Oh, I believe I gave him perfect satisfaction. At first, I was passive by force. But as he made play, the in and out friction soon awakened. Oh God, touched and roused me to the quick. So that, unable to contain myself, I could not but comply with his motions. Oh, fuck. As quickly as the delicacy of my make and my inexperience would admit of. That it made me wild with ravishing sensations. In fact, I threw my legs about at random, entirely lost in a sweet agitation. Oh, God. So the day his ecstasy declared itself. Oh fuck! Oh!